Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Josh, kick us off. You almost died yesterday.
I did, and it was such a weird thing. So on my run, I'm sounding like Katie right now, but on my run yesterday, at the very end of it, I have to go through a little parking lot. So there's the little, like, a playground for kids and a little park area, and there's a parking lot there to park. And I have to cross through that area, and I'm wrapping up my run, and I'm so exhausted. I'm so tired. And this lady flies out of this parking spot. Like, she backs out at, like, I mean, it's probably, like, 7 miles an hour. But you're backing out quickly. You're not looking and taking your time. She has this minivan, and she backs out, completely bumps into me. And I fly back, like, 3 feet.
No!
And I'm like, we just talked about how I witnessed someone getting hit by a car like a couple weeks ago now. And then I get bumped into by a car. And that, like, when you're not ready to be hit by a car, it jolts you. It was the weirdest thing yesterday. And she got out and she freaked out. She thought I died. I was totally fine. No, I mean, no, I have no visible damage or anything. But I know.
I would have now.
I would have fallen.
Hindsight,
on the
ground. Freaked her out a little.
Oh, my hindsight 2020. My back.
Yes.
Oh, no. I know. But yeah, no, obviously I reassured her right away. I was like, no, you're totally good. I'm totally fine. But she's like, I didn't even see you in my backup camera. I'm like, you have mirrors and a backup camera and you missed me?
Well, you're short.
Okay.
No,
I'm not that short. Jeez.
Still, like, that just goes to show you how people are not paying attention to the world. Everyone's in their own little la-la land, and thank goodness you're okay.
Well, she didn't even have any, like, kids in the back distracting or anything. She just flew out of this back parking spot.
High as a kite, maybe.
Oh, she's probably an Uber driver, and she's like, oh, I got my next person. Like, you know, like, that's what I think.
So anyway, got trucked by a minivan yesterday, but did more damage to the van than myself.
Okay,
so
yeah, right.
We're
you should
good.
See the van.
I know, you should see it.
It hit you harder.
I know.
What?
Wait a second.
I was driving.
What? Jeremy, be nice. We just started the show.
Oh, sorry. We could have lost
be
you
nice.
Yesterday. Oh,
thank you.
There you go.
Oh, darn it.
Thank you.
So, yeah, the other day we were driving. Where were we going? Skate City, I think. And I glanced down at something in the car, and I hit the curb. Like, and the entire family was in the car, and I was going like 50 miles an hour, and I kind of swerved over and went like onto the curb. And it's one
Came
of those
out
curbs
of nowhere.
That like, goes up at an angle.
Yeah.
And if I had gone out a little more, I could have rolled the car.
Yeah, I mean, and it happens that quickly.
Oh, driving.
Yeah, but it really does. I mean, accidents. It's why they call it an accident. You don't see it coming. It just happens, and then you deal with the aftermath, right?
Well, don't look down at your phone while driving.
Thank
with
goodness
your family.
You're both okay. Man,
you're so positive.
Wrap you in bubble
you
wrap.
You are positive.
Thank you, Katie.
I try to be.
What's going on in your world, Katie Cat?
Oh, I did some really adult things yesterday. I want you to know that I scheduled a dentist appointment.
You did?
I have not. Aww. I just was thinking about it. It's been 2 years. And I'm not that person. I get my dentist appointment done each and every year. But for whatever reason, I just... So I used to smoke cigarettes, right? Not something I'm proud of, but because of that, I have to get the deep cleaning at the dentist. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you know what that means, but they have to literally get like under your gums. And
with
so
the scraper,
to do,
oh, nicotine.
And to do it's bad. And I haven't smoked in like 10 years.
So they still do
like
that?
10 years. I haven't. Like, I haven't smoked
God,
in a long time.
I love the
time.
Smell of a cigarette.
And so I'm just like always so perplexed as to why they still need to do it. I'm like, is there still nicotine under there?
There's probably a lot of gingivitis,
goodness,
too.
Well, and that's, you don't want that. And so I'm very grateful for them doing the proper steps, but it gives me anxiety. Like, I don't want to go get a deep cleaning, so that's kind of why I haven't been back to the dentist. Is because I'm
why not
terrified
just tell them that you don't smoke
because
now?
Well, I have, but it's like a law. Like, that's what I've been told, is like if they get in there and they realize you need the deep cleaning and they don't give it to you, they can lose their license. At least this is what a hygienist told me once.
You.
Yes, when I was very adamant about not having a deep cleaning, she told me I had to. But the
so
thing
you've
got
to take like meds when you
I
go
do.
In, right? Because it makes
to,
you so nervous.
Yes, and even then, like. So I called a few dentists yesterday, and the first one I called immediately, she was like, are you a new or existing patient? I was like, well, I'm a new one.
I'm a new one.
Yeah, and she was like, she's like, we don't have an opening until June. Like, that was her immediate, and I was like, wow, your communication skills are awesome. I can't imagine how you will be in my mouth, you know? Like, I was like, I don't want to go to you. I don't, like, immediately, I was like, I don't want to go to your dentist office. So I called two more, and I finally found a dentist office who immediately, she was just like, she sounded like a Disney princess. So I was like, I love you already. Like, her voice was
I'm
soothing.
Sure your teeth are amazing.
Like I heard a bird in the background. Yeah. Like, it was so sweet. And so, and she just said, like, you know, your comfort is our number one goal. Like, you know, we will, I know she was so sweet.
Wow.
Her name was Jess. I loved her. And so I was, and I told her, I was like, I get very anxious when I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you, like, going the extra mile with me right now. And she's like, I also get a little anxious with appointments. And I was like, Jess,
if you'd like to come in beforehand and we could just talk.
I know.
And I could rub your back before your procedure. I would be more than happy to.
Porch and have fun with the animals. Yeah.
Yes. No. I've got a deer here that'll rub your feet.
Why is she Mary Poppins?
She was.
She's in Disney.
The most soothing voice ever. And so we made the appointment. Aww. And then she was like, and I can also put you on a list if something comes up. And I was like, oh, I can't worry about the dentist
every day. It's a good list, though.
I know, but I can't. Like, we'll settle for March 19th. I'm good with that, but that's the only day I can worry about the dentist. I'm sorry. I can't worry every day about the dentist.
So what are you going to take before you go in?
I asked her. I was like, is there a guy I can call? Because I only need, like, I don't know where to get, like, one
Valium.
I don't even know where to go.
I'm sure somebody will reach out on the text line.
Xanax, Katie. There you go.
Somebody will reach out.
Someone will reach out. But anyway.
I might have some old Vicodin laying around. You think that would help you?
Why?
Just dust it off.
Yeah, just blow it off and chomp down.
Exactly. But
I'm just joking. I'm not giving Katie my old Vicodin. Somebody report me. Just relax.
Exactly. We're fine.
We're just goofing. We're joking. I don't even have Vicodin.
We know the rules. Someone will just
I took it all already before the show.
Don't even have any
extra.
What
you need to do is before you go into the dentist that day, sit in your car and have a cigarette. Take the edge off.
No, stop. That's what got me into this.
If they're
going
to be in there, you might as well give them some work to do.
No.
Your breath smells so bad.